that shows the importance of cross-border work to the economy of Donegal. And it's absolutely crucial, therefore, as well, that the government, in preparing for the upcoming negotiations and the triggering of Article 50, work within those negotiations to try and ensure that there's an outcome that minimises to the highest extent possible any impact on those workers, because it's crucial from a point of view of our own economy that we continue to have that flow and the Donegal people can continue to work without restriction and without unnecessary barriers being put in their way in northern counties. And the government need to ensure that that is calculated into their negotiations, and indeed that it's made a key part of them.
Now, the Taoiseach this week in the Dáil did say that the common travel area, he was of the belief it would prevail. So does that not give some reassurance there?
Well, I think it's also important that the necessary preparatory work is done. It's one thing to say that that is a preferred outcome, which it is, but the government need to ensure that they have the preparations in place and the team in place to actually work, particularly with our European colleagues, to emphasise the importance of that and to emphasise the importance for border counties in relation to cross-border workers, because there are so many aspects of Brexit to be discussed and teased out, and it's crucial that this is made one of them, because when you have up to 7% of our workforce in Donegal actually working in Northern Ireland, that represents a very big part of our economy, and it's a big issue and a big concern for the many people working in the north who I've talked to, who want to ensure that they are prioritised in relation to the upcoming negotiations.